Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Welcome to another edition of Monstrous Radio, where you can hear the hottest independent music in the world, and a couple remixes play. So, what we do around here is, we do interviews, play the hottest music, and we sure got the hottest host.
Yeah.
So, let's go ahead and get into it. So go on, kick back, get you a drink, do what you do,
yeah,
and enjoy the show.
Let go.
Hey. Where you at? Where you at? Where you at? Where you at?
Land.
Where you at?
Family.
Where you at?
Your.
Where you at?
Yeah.
I think they're ready.
Monstrous Radio.
Monstrous Radio.
Online radio with the law. I did it soft that time. Don't mess with me.
You did it. You did it. You did it.
Comic Cafe.
Kind of like a little pocket.
Y'all know what it is. Comic Cafe. It's the only cafe with an on your menu, but your ass will be served what you are deserved around here. It's also known as urban therapy. We're trying to help you release that stress. We don't want you to go to work tomorrow and bust a coworker open till you see the white meat because they done did something all week to aggravate you. This is the place where you can call in, put your situation on blast, and we'll help you woo-sah. You dig? Woo-sah. Release the stress. We do not need you to get 30 days. So, sorry, Ms. Unbeliever, what's some of the things we got coming up tonight to help people woo-sah so they don't get 30 days?
Well, we got some who's bumping who and who's getting fat, right? We got some interesting topics tonight. Yeah. You know, and that always seems to take us all the way through the night. Unless someone want to come on our couch and woo-sah. And then we got some weather. And then, you know, I may have a little something that I may need to woo-sah and lay my ass up on that couch and be like, who'll solve my problem? And maybe DJ E Monster may have a little situation that he want to lay his ass on that couch and have this unbelievable solve him. So we shall see. You stay tuned. You hit us up. Press 1, and then we can hood-sah these problems tonight.
Right. We can help you get your woo-sah on. All right, we're going to help you do it through some music. I got some inspirational stuff coming up for you guys a little bit later, something for you guys to kick back, relax on the couch, turn off the TV, dim a light, and just let go. Just release your stress. But for now, we're going to take it to the hood, and we're going to do it that way. All right, that's how we're going to start it out. Here's some music I ain't played in a while. This right here is Big Jig. This is called Gin and Juice right here on Comic Cafe, Monsters Radio Live with DJ E Monster and this unbelievable.
What's up? 424-243-9649. Press 1. Sun out 1.
Yeah. Blowing in though, sipping on gin and juice. Mind on my money. Money on my mind. Rolling down the street, blowing in though, sipping on gin and juice. Riding on my money. Money on my mind. All about the Benjamin. All about the Benjamin's bag. All about the Benjamin. All about the Benjamin's bag. All about the Benjamin. All about the Benjamin's bag. All about the Benjamin. Yeah, yeah. All about the Benjamin's bag. Yeah, yeah. Bad boy.
Bad boy.
No diddy. Niggas stop frying. You don't really run the city.
You down.
Name don't ring bell.
You down.
Don't hold no way.
You down.
Eat like doctors, lobster. We scrape the plate. Fly, nigga, bird flu. I spit on my red bottle. Young nigga, pull up shoes. Now I heard the feds got on. What is on my wrist? say, what up, watch? What up, watch? You don't see no chain. All you see is rock.
All about the Benji.
All about the Benji.
Gas tank empty.
Gas tank empty.
Pocket full of stone.
Pocket full of stone.
RP the Pimp C.
Right.
Big bank, take little bank. Fuck what you heard, this my city. 20 bands on my birthday party. Talkin' thugs can't fuck with me. I'm down the street.
I'm throwing in dough. Sippin' on gin and Joe's. Mind on my money.
Money on my mind.
Rolling down the street. Blowing in dough. Sippin' on gin and Joe's. Riding on my money.
Money on my mind.
All about the Benjamin.
All about the Benjamin's
babe. All about the Benjamin.
All about the Benjamin's
babe.
All about the Benjamin.
All about the Benjamin's
babe.
All about the Benjamin.
All about the Benjamin's
babe.
Sippin' on gin and juice is my motivation. Shout out to Snoop Dogg. You don't get it like I get it, so why don't you sit back and just watch me ball? No rim, no hoop,
no.
Whatever I invest, the boy recoup.
Yeah.
Me, I'm a hustler, baby. You a hustler, maybe. You the type of nigga that might work. I'm the definition, boy, I got work.
What else?
Got what you need, plus a go-to plan. That's why the reason why they call me the go-to man. Why you listen to me, dig, you a go-to fan. I'ma always gotta keep them pants.
Okay.
That's the recipe, only so I keep my plans.
Yeah.
I'm my own nigga, dog, I don't need no advance. So I stay in the kitchen, and I whip it, whip it, whip it. And I'm hiding a motherfucker, so I guess I'm tripping.
Trippin',
ain't no Juicy J's on my feet. I'm a young OG, so I roll the
fleet.
Got a girl at home rolling on my meat. I'm the cap for the thing, I'm the one to beat. Like,
running down the street, I'm throwing in dough. Sipping on gin and Joe's. Mind on my money.
Money
on my mind. Rolling down the street, I'm throwing in dough. Sipping on gin and Joe's. Grind on my money. Money on my mind.
All about the Benjamin.
All about the Benjamin's
babe.
All about the Benjamin.
All about the Benjamin's
babe.
All about the
Benjamin.
All about the Benjamin's
babe.
All about the Benjamin.
All about the Benjamin's
babe.
All about the Benjamin's
babe. All guess we got some people with us, Mr. Unbelievable, getting their woosah on, because I got a request. Yes, I do that, you dig, on Carmen Cafe. So check it out. Here's a good one. It's called Fake Love by Drake.
Yeah.
It's kind of popular, you dig, so I guess it's by a popular demand. Let's do it. Carmen Cafe.
Woosah, baby. They look up to me. I got fake people showing fake love to me. Straight up to my face. Straight up to my face. I've been down so long it look like up to me. They look up to me. I got fake people showing fake love to me. Straight up to my face. Straight up to my face.
Something ain't right when we talking. Something ain't right when we talking. Look like you hiding your problems. Really, you never was solid. No, you can't sun me. You won't ever get to run me. Just when shit look out of reach, I reach back like 1-3, like 1-3. Yeah.
That's when they smile in my face. Whole time they wanna take my place. Whole time they wanna take my place. Whole time they wanna take my place. Yeah, I know they wanna take my place. I can tell that love is fake. I don't trust a word you say. How you wanna click up after your mistakes? Look you in the face and it's just not the same. I've been down so long it look like up to me. They look up to me. I got fake people showing fake love to me. Straight up to my face. Straight up to my face. I've been down so long, it look like up to me. They look up to me. I got fake people showing fake love to me. Straight up to my face. Straight up to my face.
Yeah. Straight up to my face, trying to play it safe. Vibes just like night and day. I could feel like right away. I came up, you changed up. I caught that whole play. Since then, it's never been the same.
That's when they smile in my face. Whole time they wanna take my place. Whole time they wanna take my place.
Whole time they wanna take my place.
Yeah, I know they wanna take my place. I can tell that love is fake. I don't trust a word. you say. How you wanna click up after your mistakes? Look you in the face and it's just not the same. I've been down so long it look like up to me. They look up to me. I got fake people showing fake love to me. Straight up to my face. Straight up to my face. I've been down so long it look like up to me. They look up to me. I got fake people showing fake love to me. Straight up to my face.
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 Straight up to my face. Straight up to my face.
That's a perfect one. I should have said this before we played it. So this is the one you say to your coworkers when they come over to you. You dig with that bullshit. Like a perfect example. Here's my little thing. And then when you say, I know you got something. You must. I'm going to throw mine out here right now before we get into anything. Mm-hmm. I'm just going to put. And it probably happens to other people
Hold
out
on.
There as well.
Hold on. Wait. Huh. Wait. Come to the couch. Lay down. Come to the
okay,
couch.
Okay.
Lay down. Put your feet
okay,
up.
I'm not going to take my shoes off. No, I put my feet up. I'm not
don't
taking
take
my
shoes
off. My feet stank. I'm just saying.
No, you good. Pickles. Don't worry about it. We don't need no stank room.
Okay.
Even though I got the candles going. We got the candles going. So if you want, you may have dirty socks. That's okay. I won't judge.
See, you're
lay
doing too much. My socks is clean. I just said my Ooh. Feet stink. See, that's too much
oh,
now.
Oh, damn.
All right.
Okay. He's See. On the couch, y'all. Go ahead.
Now, don't you hate it, or don't it just disturb you? That's what we're going to say, because hate is a very strong word, people. So we're going to say, don't it disturb you when somebody don't really do their job, but they come in and try to hype you up because you had to do their shit? Like, oh, yeah, the greatest, oh, this, you know, get your ass somewhere. You should have been here a couple hours ago. To do this shit, you could have did it, and I didn't have to do it. And you wouldn't have to be sitting here trying to bullshit me like I don't know what the fuck is going on, motherfucker. That extra long breaks, come on, man. Really? Wow. So I got to do both our shit, and then you're going to come in with that bullshit like I'm some type of puppy. Oh, yeah, good boy. Yeah, good job. Oh, yeah, there you go. Yeah, get your ass from around me before I lump you in the forehead. Okay, that's mine. I just had to get that out there. That's mine. You can distract me. What's the weather report tonight? And people, we might be talking about your area. I doubt it. But we got monster spots around the world, and we going to hit them spots. So what we got? Tonight.
Well, you know we had to add electrifying Kim's weather to our around the world. So we're going to start with Kansas City. Right now it feels like mm-hmm. 56. And Los Angeles is 75. Phoenix, I'm mm-hmm. telling you, Phoenix, hey, I need to make it there because they're at 86. I can do Phoenix right now. San Juan is at 91. Ooh. Dallas is at 90. New York is at 72. Atlanta's at 83. Paris tonight is at 57. London is at 53. And Minneapolis is at 47. Some up and down weather right now. I mean, it's not too bad. It's enough to get the job done, what you want to do. If you want some heat, you can go on that nice little walk, or, you know, if you want some cold, you can cuddle up. So I think it's just that in-between weather, wherever you're at, around the world, monstrously.
And there it is. And how does the weather compare to where you're at right now? That's a good question. Only you know. So, all right, y'all, let's see. We got other things tonight. Let's see. We got things to talk about. I don't know what I'm going to play for music, so who knows? As you know, it's not about the dance tonight. More about the inspiration and helping you boost that and release your stress. That's what it's about.
Great.
Let's see. I don't know if I want to help y'all with some R&B or some hip-hop. But
yeah.
What you got?
So while you're looking, I was on my Facebook page, and I was just looking, and it was National Boyfriend's Day yesterday. And for those who have a boyfriend, you know, yay, yay, yay to you. I don't believe in boyfriends. I believe in lifetime partners, so keep your little boyfriend over there. But anyway, I read this. Seriously, boyfriends is when you was little. You know, we got bigger goals and dreams. So what would you do if you're posting your guy, right, or your girl, this is my boo, this is my bae, and someone you know is like they up in my DMs giving me their number? How would you feel? Like, and then you trying to, you know, like, would you, and you find out about it, would you feel, like, disrespected because you were supposed to be my friend and you didn't tell me my man was in your DM, you know, and you was my man or my woman or whatever? Would you feel shaded or, you know, how would you, like, deal with that situation? I'm posting you and you in somebody else's DM and I find out about it.
Okay. That's the question.
How would you feel about that? Yeah. How would you feel?
Can we let it marinate? Then we come back and I can tell y'all how I feel? Yeah, just play one track or just should we just
one
jump
track.
Into it?
Let's jump into it. No, let's give yours, jump into it, and then I'll come back and get mine. Or I'll get mine, you do a, you know, track, and then you jump into it.
Okay, there we go.
Okay, so you know how I feel about that? Fuck both of y'all. That's it. Go ahead and play that track.
This is LaCroix.
I've seen so many.
Why say speech and first sentence?
Impossible stories become possible, you know.
Karma Cafe.
It can be done.
We're live.
Karma Cafe.
Hey, yo, Chris.
What you waiting for?
Just the count.
Cause nothing is by chance.
Come to it.
We need the strength to understand the things you see that I can. Problems and I put it all in your hands. I know that it's your plan. If it was easy, no, I wouldn't be a strong man. Now I put my bets on you, cause nothing's by chance.
I started off in my apartment, me and T-Dot in the kitchen. I was working on the beats, he was working on the written. We just hope someone would listen. Got that Tate 116 and ain't had nothing but a mission. Missed a couple months of rent, but whoa. We done came a long way now. It got me listening when I pray now. Came from country roads and riding on a train. And now we on that private plane. And I ain't flexing, I'm just saying why. Tell me what you waiting for. You ain't gotta sell them things no more. Went to Philly, told the city free McMillie. If he ever need to talk, I hope he know I'm out of praying for.
Understand the things you see that I can. I took all my problems and I put it all in your hands. I know that it's your plan. If it was easy, no, I wouldn't be a strong man. Now I put my bets on you, cause
they was both born in the 80s. They got struggles, they got babies. But they all in, ain't no maybes. Seen them hustle from the bottom. Getting to it on the daily. It's enough to drive you crazy, even in that new Mercedes. Yeah. See them grinding till they shoes scuff. My shawty used to drive the school bus. Never act like she too good for it. Sleeping on the floor when they was shooting up the hood, bruh. No mama, what you waiting for? Start that business, go and get it, girl. Don't let them tell you you can't do it. Brought you to it, bring you to it. You know God gon' help you do it, girl.
Cause nothing is by chance. Give me the strength to understand the things you see that I can. I took all my problems and I put it all in your hands. I know that it's your plan. If it was easy, no, I wouldn't be a strong man. Now I put my bets on you, cause nothing's by chance. That I can.
Tama Cafe. Monsters Radio Live. Don't forget you can check us out at monstersradio.com. But we're going to bring it back. So let's see. So go ahead, drop the question again that we're talking about, and I'm going to give you my response. Was that still responding? Damn. go ahead, knock it down, and I'll get my response.
Okay, so you're posting on Facebook or whatever your social media, you know, about this National Boyfriend Day is your man, you know, whatever. And your man or your woman is in someone else's DM, you know, giving them their number, and you find out about it. Either, you know, she shares it with her homie and her homie shares it with you, but it's somebody you know. What do you do? What is your response? My response was fuck them both, you know, because they both shady as shit. What's yours?
Well, at the end of the day, we pretty much come to the same thing, but I guess, especially because how you explain it, because I was going to say, it depends on how it went down. Now, say if it's where, you know, say it's like, you know, my girl and my homie hit her inbox, blah, 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 da, da, da. She didn't tell me, and then eventually she told me, you know, so on and so forth. Now, the explanation is really going to have to be a good one. It can't be, oh, I didn't want to hurt your feelings type shit. No, because now it's starting to seem a little shady. Like, did you think about it and then you figured it wasn't a good idea? I mean, why did you sit on it so long? Or why didn't you just tell me? It is because, honestly, you're supposed to be the queen. If there's a parasite among us, you're supposed to tell me so we can cut off that parasite. It is.
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
If I heard it from somebody else, that's total suspect. Like you said, fuck them both. Both of y'all got to go now. Because
right,
that trust
right.
is gone. Yeah. So, yeah, so that would have to be my response. But, yeah, I mean, it all depends on how it would have to be. But I guess ultimately at the end of the day, like I said, yeah. I mean, because like I always say, if a dude is trying to mess with your girl, he's going to turn on you in court. And he's going to try to steal your money. It's just what he do. It's part of that character. It's just what it is. It's just what it is. If there's no honor, then how do you expect honor amongst him? If he can cheat you out some money, he's going to cheat you out that money. You don't find out about it, haha, I'm in your face, cool.
Mm-hmm.
You don't give a fuck. Why? Because he would have did the same thing once he whipped your girl. Or vice
what?
Versa. So, at the end of the day, like you said, gotta go. Somebody's gotta go. You know how it goes down? Both of y'all may have to go. Oops! See, now we just saved some of y'all from doing 30 days. And I think, like, here's something to put out here, too, because something I think needs to be said sometimes when, you know, people go through relationships, they break up like that. Sometimes you gotta look at, okay, that it is what it is. I wish I had a master plan to make it stop hurting, but it just hurts. But I guess, like they always say, you got to look at it like this. Now, you get a fresh start. There was somebody else cheating. You didn't mess with. You couldn't mess with because whatever. Now's that time. You're free now. You're free. You can do what you want to do. You're free. So it could be a blessing. Let it be now and not 20 years from now. Then you really be fucked up. You didn't. I'm just saying, you really be fucked up. Then like, you think you messed up now. Y'all ain't been dating that long. Give it 20 years, 10 years, 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
You dig? So sometimes
mm-hmm.
it's better just, okay, take the charge and keep on moving. Do your 7 days in your imprisoned heart. I think as long as you let it grieve, it probably take you about a good 7 days to flush somebody out the system. Somebody might take some of y'all a little longer, but I'm just saying, after 7 days, y'all should be flushed if it's on some bullshit. But I don't know. Maybe I'm doing too much. But we're about at the time, at close to the party. Like you said, sometimes we be going overtime with it. So what do we got on the who's bumping who's getting fat, Mark?
All right. We have do 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 do. All right, so let me see where I want to start. Where I want to start, because I got like a mixture of things tonight. But let's talk about Blac Chyna's mom, okay? Blac Chyna's mom is homeless. She's live streaming from the streets. Blac Chyna's mother, Tokyo Toni, has been homeless for 2 days, and she's now live streaming from the streets. MTO News have learned. Toni took to social media yesterday to blast her daughter for not helping her out with her bills. According to Toni, Chyna has completely cut her off. She also claims that Chyna recently had Toni's car repossessed. And without Chyna's support, Toni has fallen on hard times. She moved back to Maryland and told her followers that she's now homeless. Toni live streamed from the streets showing just how far she's fallen. Early this summer, the feud between Blac Chyna and her mother, Tokyo, got real ugly. Toni posted a scattered video about her daughter on Instagram, aiming their headlines, making feud. Blac Chyna name gave you about Andrew DeLay, you know, put her name out there. We discussed it earlier. Now the 40-year-old says an Instagram clip, you know exactly who effing with. That's why every chance you motherfucking get, bitch, you breathe my whole motherfucking name. So, so she is out on no monties. No monties.
At the end of the day, it's a sad story. You know what I mean? Especially when family separates like that, it's a sad story. But just to keep it, you know, in reality, though, let's keep it in reality. I mean, come on, Mama, you said some harsh things in the past. I'm not saying I blame her, but I'm going to say I can't blame her because you did come off pretty harsh when saying some stuff, put some things out there. It's one of them situations you probably should have went and sat down and just cooled off for a little bit, just didn't say it on social media. You can send it to your homegirl, whatever, but probably left it off of social media. But, you said some harsh things. And, especially if you're saying that, you know, without her financial help that you're out there, if you knew that when you were saying it or, you know what I mean? But at the end of the day,
well,
I guess you have to find another way of income. Huh?
At the end of the day, you don't live off your child. You know, well, you know, you don't live off your child's come up. But, you know, when you hood and you think about it, that's what you do. So you don't bite the hand that feeds you and put her name out there and call her a statutory rape baby and give her full government name out there. If you know that's your hand that you eat with, you better be smart enough to stash you some baby food away just in case something like this happens, okay? So it's interesting that she ain't had no means and modes for herself. And it's sad that the tables turned from mother to daughter to being the mother. You can't do that. You know what I'm saying? So I have no sympathy for you being out on the streets. Get your stuff together and then get yourself together. Don't live with your daughter. Your daughter got her own life. That's her journey. Your journey fell down because you was trying to do some shady stuff. So now get yourself back up on your own. I don't have to help you. This is my come up, not our come up. You ain't sleeping with these niggas to get their money. I am. This is pussy. That ain't yours. I'm just saying.
No.
My came up through my vagina, not yours. So, you know, think of your own come up. Seriously. Moving on.
Yeah, you got a point there, though. Yeah, you got a point there. Hey. Can't fight with you on that one. But okay. Moving along. What else we got? Rick Ross
claims victory in 50 Cent's lawsuit over In the Club remix. So 50 Cent and Rick Ross has been feuding for decades about this record, Back in the Club. A federal judge has dismissed 50 Cent's lawsuit against Rick Ross over the record. Rick Ross' attorney said the judge decided the decision was based on the fact that 50 Cent didn't have a valid argument. The judge said that because 50 Cent doesn't own the copyrights or the master recordings, so there wasn't much merit behind this argument. The master recording belonged to Shady Aftermath Records. The lawsuit that was filed in 2015 was seemingly a retaliation against Rosé. 50 Cent has hit with a $7 million judgment that he had to pay Rick Ross' baby mom for leaking the sex tape. So 50 Cent and Rick Ross' beef hasn't died down in 10 years. But every time 50 Cent comes for Rick Ross, it seems like karma for 50 Cent. Because Rick Ross is winning.
Wow. Okay. Okay. So it's on Shady Aftermath. He's trying to block a record. I wonder how that goes. You know what I mean? If that causes a rift with him and, you know, and obviously Shady Aftermath, which is obviously mm-hmm. going to be Slim Shady being Eminem and Aftermath being Dr. Dre. So,
mm-hmm.
wow. I wonder how that's going to play out. But okay, okay. Say, okay, so they say every time 50 goes out, I mean, he loses. he's probably going to mess around and catch some money back on 50, depending on how it goes, because he can sue 50 for what? An unlawful lawsuit or whatever, whatever, and get his lawyer fees back.
Right, but after.
Has to pay some lawyer fees.
Yeah, but right after 4 years, it took them this long to make that decision. I'm pretty sure he's just going to wash his hands and be like, I'll take the victory, because if it takes another 4 years, I mean, for real, he may each one may be broke, you know, or not relevant. I'm just saying.
Right. Well, I guess it depends on how much the lawyer fees was. Lawyer fees like $2 million. Oh, I might even wait on $700,000. I might wait on $750. Maybe, I'm just saying. But okay. Okay. What else we got?
Okay, so y'all know I was talking about Ben Affleck a couple of days ago. So Ben Affleck completes 40 days of rehab, alcohol addiction. Ben Affleck has completed his 40-day stay at a California rehab facility, alcohol addiction, and now is in outpatient care. So he ain't went home, y'all, because he ain't done. After posting a message Thursday saying, the support I have received from family and colleagues and fans means more to him than he can say, is giving him strength and support about his illness with others. TMZ broke the story, and we talked about that Jennifer Garner stays in intervention at Ben's home. Ben continues to battle addiction. It has been a lifelong difficult struggle, and he also reminds himself that he has a problem. Getting help is a sign of courage, not a weakness or failure. So he has been dealing with that for a long time now. I think that was one of the reasons why his marriage fell apart.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah, I thought it was a bunch of, maybe it was a bunch of stronger drugs, but yeah, okay. You know, but hey, but she's strong though to really still try to help him seek help. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Even though he was dating other people and so on and so forth, and you know, but still just to still be there and still try to make sure he gets help. You know, you got to salute her for that. You got to salute her for that.
And you know, when he's the mother of her kids. You know what I'm saying? And so you want to see the best uh-huh. for them. But I must say, you know, it's hard for most people, you know, to be that support, you know. But when you really, like, really love someone, you kind of, like, be like, okay, let me see what I could do to make them a better person. That's when you know that that's that true love, that, you know, I love you even through your mess, but I don't have to be with you. You know, that's a true sense of how much she, you know, loves him. But not in love with him,
mm-hmm.
you know what I'm saying?
Right.
And it's very right. rare when you really find people who loves you beyond, that's one of the things, she loved him beyond his faults of drinking. You know, he didn't treat her right, that's why she's divorcing him, and she knew that that disease is taking over his life, but to have him still be here for his kids, she's like, I got to do what I got to do. So she put herself aside to make sure that he good. And how many women can really put themselves aside and not look back and say, oh, you owe me for this, but I'm going to put myself aside so you can be good, you know? That's that
right, that's that love.
That, you know, you really look for in someone, you know? She's like, okay, I'm looking beyond it, but here you go, you know?
Mm-hmm. Right.
All right.
Okay.
Pooch Hall popped for DUI and child endangerment. If you guys don't know who Pooch Hall is, he used to be on The Game, that show on TV, The Game. So according to TMZ reports, Ray Donovan, actor Pooch Hall, is in jail over some serious allegations. Reportedly, Hall was arrested Wednesday night for DUI and felony child endangerment after alleging that his two-year-old son drove because he was too wasted to steer. Cops say his blood level was 0.25, more than three times the legal limit. Law enforcement sources confirmed to TMZ that the actor was driving in Burbank at around 7:30 p.m. when witnesses called 911 after seeing the toddler in his lap holding the steering wheel. Witnesses said that they actually watched Pooch in the car with the toddler when the vehicle veered off and smashed into a parked car. Thankfully, there was no injuries. The witnesses say that he looked in the window and a car seat was laying amongst the junk in the back seat, not strapped down. Yikes. Currently, Hall is in jail where he remains on a $100,000 bail. How dumb. I mean, how reckless of a parent can you be? Like, once again, this alcohol has taken over his life to be responsible for you and your child. Like, where's that woman who step up and say, hey, that's, you know what I'm saying? Where's the difference?
Yeah.
Where's that black woman or whatever woman in his life saying, okay, you got a problem, let's solve it? Because you put our kids in danger before they get to the jail point. We always allow our black kings to go to the jail instead of rehab. Come on. Like, you know he drink. Why won't you, see what I'm saying? But I guess to accept or, you know, to say I got a problem is one thing that that's a problem for our black males. I ain't got no problem. Yes, you do. You just got a kid to drive. So when does it open up their eyes before? Why does it always have something has to happen before their eyes open? Why has stuff like this got to happen before they be like, okay, yeah, I got a problem? And it's okay to say I got a problem. Like, come on, let's who solve these problems. You got a problem, okay, let's go. What are we going to do about it? Let's go. What are we going to do about it? Especially you got somebody that's like, okay, let's go. What are we going to do about it? I ain't going to let you down. What are we going to do about it? But because we got let down so much, you know, we don't believe it. And because white folks really ain't got let down, they believe it. You see what I'm saying?
Right. Well, I think, like, especially, like, and I'm trying to put myself in somebody else's situation. Like, say, like, if there's a woman, or it could be a guy. I think sometimes guys are a little more, but sometimes it could depend, because if a woman is a drunk like that, or, you know, heavy drinker, I should say,
mm-hmm.
You know, she may be violent or something like that, or he may be violent, so the other person may think, you know, what can I do? You know, maybe they'd be like, I can't by myself say, hey, you have a problem, blah, blah, blah. I think the greatest thing that I've seen on television and stuff like that was intervention. You dig? When they got a couple the other family members, and they all did it. So it wasn't just you one-on-one. They say, oh, no, you're just tripping, blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
It was the whole family. You know, mom, pop, auntie, cousins, friends, everybody saying, look, there's an issue. It is. So I think that could be a point of start, because, you know, I don't want to just talk about somebody that has problems like that, da-da-da, and not give some type of, you know what I mean, route of, you know, type of therapy to help them through it. Or a route of maybe they can go down that street to help them get through it. So, you know, I mean, can you think of something? You know, as you said, you know, our community kind of lacks that saying, it gets to that point. I mean, what's some things that they can do to help tell someone they have a problem?
Tell them. Like, regardless of how much you fear it's going to hurt your relationship, tell them what you see and be honest, you know. Be like, yo, and have that conversation. Like, how much do you drink a week? How much do you drink this? You know, and you'll be, like, you know, the one that can say it. Like, you don't drink with them. You know, and y'all drink about the same amount. You see what I'm saying? Because it's not going to make no sense to them.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So
right.
You're saying, okay, I know, and then you be honest, I know I occasionally drink, and I have one and stop. But, baby, you drink about five and stop. You see the difference? There's a difference. I know that
right.
I may, you know, drink with here and there, but, baby, you go beyond that. So, if you want us to, I see that you got a problem, you know, if that's got to be your coping mechanism and different things like that, and you're doing, you know, things that are reckless, then I can say, yeah, I think you need to go get help because, see, I know I drink, but I'm not reckless with it, or I haven't went that way. But if you see us really going that way, if you need us to go, we'll go. You see what I'm saying? I'm not going to let you go by yourself because maybe you need someone to take you there and then you know, maybe we could do it together. Or maybe I could tell you because maybe I wasn't drinking or anything, but what it looked like because I can relate because maybe somebody in my family may have done it. Or I can just, you know, tell you because if I don't tell you, I'm not a good friend. I'm not going to tell you, you know, if you don't do it after I tell you, I'm not going to keep hounding you about it, but I could say, I really think you need to do this for you. Like, and then don't give them a list of things, but don't make it seem like you're condemning them, but make them see that, listen, this is what happens when you go down this road. This is what happens when you go down this road. This is what I've noticed that when you went down this road. You see what I'm saying? You be supportive, but yet you let them know, hey, this ain't the way to go, and you just gotta tell them. You can't be saying that I'm gonna be here with you, or be their friend and say I love you, and not be able to tell them the good, the bad, and the ugly. Period.
Right. Yeah. Sometimes people just gotta be blunt with it. I feel you. Okay. All right.
All right, so next one, the game. The game got a warrant out for his arrest. On site, the judge. He's like, on site, arrest this man. So a federal judge has issued a warrant for the game's arrest. The judge ordered the game arrest and held October 3rd because he failed to appear in the Princess Rainey $7.1 million sex assault case against him. The warrant was issued in Illinois. Federal court instructs any law enforcement officer to apprehend the game on site according to the warrant. Rainey won a $7.3 million judgment against the game after suing him for assaulting her during a late night date off camera while they filmed the reality show. Bossup Escuzzi revealed that Rainey has been trying for months to get the game's financial records so that she can begin collecting her multi-million-dollar judgment. But she complained that the game not only ignored her request, but resorted to hiding his assets in bid to get out of paying up. The judge apparently had enough after West Coast rapper failed to turn up to court on Monday and gave him 48 hours to handle the docs. Bossup is trying to reach the game's lawyer for comment. The judge wants the game behind bars until he sends the paperwork. The story is developed. The story is still developing. So play with Federalis if you want to.
All I'm going to say is he ain't going to jail. He going to send them docs. Fuck that. unless he be like, $7 million, I'm going in. But if he said, the judge said, I'm going to hold you until you pay, but I don't know how long he can hold him, but damn. Woo! Woo! All right. Hopefully they'll work it out. They situate it and get it out the way. But damn, I didn't know about that case. But okay. Okay. Hopefully they get it together.
Mm-hmm.
So we got some more stuff over there?
Yes, we do. So Diddy announces his new Ciroc Black Raspberry flavor. So if y'all like local and y'all like that Ciroc, Diddy's giving you a raspberry kind. But this is, I got
black,
two more, and then these are the juicy, juicy, juicy ones. So Lorenzo Ball's baby mama wants $30K a month, or she's releasing a tell-all book. This white girl, Lorenzo Bell's baby mama, just went ballistic after she threatened to take down the entire Ball empire. Back in July, Lonzo and his girlfriend Denise Garcia welcomed their first child, a daughter, Zoe Christina. At the time, they looked like a happy little couple. Well, all that is over with now because Garcia went on social media this weekend and blasted Lonzo as a deadbeat dad. Someone wrote an IG link to Blink. If Lonzo is a deadbeat dad, she read the comments, laughed about it, and then proceeded to blink really hard. She is also threatening a tell-all book about the Ball's family unless her child support demands are met. Denise is requesting $30K a month in child support. Denise also made comments in reference to not seeing Lonzo much either. In other IG lives, she says she know her friend's favorite song, Let It Go, because she actually comes to see her twice a week while winking at the camera and alluding that Lonzo doesn't. Again, it's possible the internet is trying to reach for a clues in the storyline, but all signs point to the two ain't doing good, and she won a $30K.
All I can say is, wow. I mean, can't you press charges for that? Ain't that like extortion?
That is extortion.
Mm-hmm. But you give me this, or I'm going to do that. That's extortion.
That's extortion.
Okay.
And so what
damn.
She fails to realize, if any of that comes in court, the Ball can take the baby and roll. Like, so they don't understand, once they start putting stuff like that on the IG or anywhere and you can screenshot it or copy it and the courts get a hold of it, that's basically endangering your daughter for extortion of their father, and that she can risk getting her baby taken. Like, women don't understand that courts are giving men rights and they don't have the right to say anything that they want.
Right. And it's also like defamation of character. I mean, because it's like they're trying to slash his character. Things that deadbeat dad, so on and so forth. So, wow. Seems like people putting family in the news is like the hot thing right now, ain't it? Everybody drama out there.
Mm-hmm.
Your bad seat and your good seat.
Mm-hmm.
I just made
okay,
that up.
So this was. That was a good one, but this is the best one tonight, okay? Harvey Weinstein's lead detective under investigation for witness tampering. The NYPD you heard me. Harvey Weinstein's lead detective under investigation for witness tampering. The NYPD and the Manhattan District Attorney's Office has launched a new investigation in the Harvey Weinstein case, and the target is the lead police investigator. Law enforcement tells us that the investigation centers around the case of Lucia Evans, who claims Winston forced to engage in oral sex. The complaint against Winston alleges he grabbed the back of Evans' head and forced her mouth on his penis. Our law enforcement says that the witness of the casting director says Evans told her she performed oral sex on Winston in order to get an acting role. Our sources say the lead investigator interviewed the witness, who gave him a statement, but the investigator allegedly failed to disclose it to prosecutors. Witness tampering generally requires some affirmative act to enforce or persuade a witness, but our law enforcement sources would not be more specific. NYPD spokesman Phil tells us the NYPD is working with his partner, DANY, remains fully confident in the overall case it has pursued against Mr. Weinstein. The evidence shows that the criminal case against him is strong. The statement goes on, the NYPD will continue to assist the prosecutors in any way it can to ensure justice achieved by their brave survivors. Of course you're going to say that. Of course you're going to say that. So they're saving their little Bill Cosby, but our little black people, we couldn't.
Like, wow, that's just crazy. This is like, man. I don't know what to say. It's entertaining. It's definitely news. It's definitely entertaining because, I mean, unfortunately, the situations, but just, damn, the lifestyle of these people that make the movies, the shit that's going on behind the scenes is a whole nother movie all by itself. I mean, okay. Okay. That's what y'all doing? All right. My bad. I'm over here trying to eat me some chili. Because, you know, I'm trying to eat me something hearty to stick to my little bones. It's a little cold outside, you know.
Uh-huh.
It says 49,
sharing,
but it's
okay.
Like 49
just,
to me.
Just selfish. I'm just saying, ain't shared. Just selfish. And just
you
selfish.
Can
get off my
bite.
Couch.
You can have just a bite.
Just a bite.
Just a bite.
I'll take that bite and raise you another bite.
And there you go.
And take the whole damn bowl.
So, all right, so we're almost at the end of the show. So do we got something else that we're going to talk about?
I don't know, but play a track and then let's come back, maybe.
Okay. Matter of fact, I'm going to play this one right here. This right here is a little off the grid. It's a little flavor from yesterday. We're going to play it today. We're trying to get into your psyche tonight. You dig? With your woosahs. We're trying to get into your psyche. Deep into your psyche. So think of that as you're listening to this. But we're talking about your psyche.
Yeah.
Okay? We're talking about your psyche.
A little deeper.
Let me go deep. DJ Emonson, it's unbelievable. Alright, this is what it is. Black Tree, a little wet Wednesday vibe to help you get your woosah off. Lay back. Do what you gotta do, but release that stress. And the show's almost over, so no need to give you the number.
Don't you know sky is the limit? I'm gonna keep on reaching. So much love to give, so won't you come and get it? Bring your body, I'm just yearning. Got the candles burning. Baby, I'm determined.
Oh, yeah.
Let me go. I wanna have it. Lick around and pat it. Your kidneys saying stab it. You know I'm gonna answer your request. I'ma work it with finesse till the morning.
Let me go deep, baby.
We're trying to get deep into your psyche. Hopefully that helps you boost and some of y'all about boost at the same time. But we're almost at the end of the show, so let's see. Did we have something else that we were gonna speak on before we got up out of here?
I'm spent. That song just did it. I'm sorry, I have nothing else. Nothing. Mhm. That just made you just whoo.
Right. Hey, looks like we got some good comments on the show. A guy said, "I checked out the station last night. Cool, I'll be listening again." And funny. That's what's up. That's just unfortunate. I was trying to be serious, but that's what's up. I'm glad everybody enjoy the show. So make sure you let us know about your comments. Let us know on the Monstars page. You can also connect with Miss Unbelievable. You can connect with Jazzy B. You can connect with me. And let's see, what else we got going on? Let's see, I ain't got much else to say. I'm trying to get to my food. I'm not trying to lie to y'all. You dig? I'm so skinny over here. Shoot, I get a hunger pain too hard. I get a concussion. I'm just saying, I got to feed myself.
Y'all, I did get my bite. It's pretty good, Chili. I got my bite. I didn't take another one, y'all. That's, you know, I ain't trying to be, you know, selfish or anything like that or greedy. You know, the bite was pretty good, you know. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. That's an undercover way of asking for another bite. Don't you come over here, you reaching a finger, you going to pull back a nub. Don't you get no after one bite.
Some of y'all newbies
is like, what is going on? I don't know what they're talking about. A couple weeks back, she talking about she had some food, and like I had just a bite. You know, how do you give somebody just a bite? I mean, come on, just a bite. Really, you got my taste buds all. That's all I get now? Fuck. Get your little fucking bite.
But, y'all, he took more than a bite. He took more than a bite. Stop playing. You took more than a bite. You took it all. So let's keep it 100. You don't believe in bites. You take it all. So, you know, the bite was just a joke. He doesn't do a bite. He just takes it all. He'd be like, I'm taking it all. And then he just leaves because he just does stuff like that. I'm just saying. Y'all, don't let him fool you. He's not the nice guy. He takes his. I'm just saying.
No, this is This is that bullshit again. See, she's trying to set it up. Don't you come over here trying to take shit, trying to act like, oh, you did. No, see? Don't try that shit. No, no. This is that bullshit. I'm talking about that work. It's a little puppy dog. You're doing good. You're doing good. Yeah, you're so good. No. See, that's that bullshit. Tell the cafe. The show's over. Where's the background music, goddamn? Where's the background music? You got to get up out of here. You got some last words. Any shout out? Anybody you want to shoot?
Thank you for listening. We'll be here tomorrow. Same bad time, same bad hour. I like this 7 o'clock, y'all. We get it in and we get it out. Ooh, just like you know what. Good night, y'all.
All right, y'all. We out of here. You know, like I always say, especially if you're in the Twin Cities, because the Twin Cities nightlife is always lit. Remember, you could be in New York, you can be in Atlanta, you can be in Cali, you could be in London, you can be in Paris. It doesn't matter, no matter where you're at. Remember, if you go out tonight, do not drink and drive. Not because we're trying to be in your business. We need your ass for the ratings tomorrow, Friday Night Live. Make sure your ass is over here. You dig? Peace. We out.
Yeah, man. Thank you for my bite.